since about 2007, we were introduced to what we call the right hand of God. But that whole time, the Holy Spirit, or what I'd like to term the seven spirits of God, began a journey with all of us, and he was laying down one revelation after another, after another, after another, after another. Well, what would happen during that time is I would try to function in one of these revelations that I was seeing, and then he would move to something else, and then I'd try to function in that. Then he moved to something else, and then he would come back around to that one revelation we laid down, and I'd try to have faith for that. There's three major, major operations in John 14, 15, 16, and 17. Three major operations. The first one is union. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me. You will know that you're in my Father, that I'm in my Father, you're in me. Where I am in the Father, there shall you be also. He's going to introduce you, reconcile you into a state of union with the Father where he is. First major function. Second major function is the mystery of his mantle, which was the Father with him. He attributed every one of his works to the Father. He didn't do any of them on his own. It was the Father that doeth them. And in the mystery of the Lord's mantle himself was in those chapters. The third operation is the mystery of answered prayer. And that mystery is what has been both a joy and a frustration for so long, because during the time he was laying all this foundation, now I was trying to function. I mean, that's what you do. If you're a racehorse, you get into the gate and you run, but it wasn't time to run. But he didn't explain all that at the time because he's laying the foundation. It's one thing after another, and he was completing something, but I was trying to get him, let's start building right now. I see it, let's build. And he says, and now he showed to me, just recently, he said, listen, none of these things were time to build upon. No builder will build upon a foundation that's not been completed. And just because you saw it in blueprint form, you were trying to get me to build and function and operate. But if you started functioning and operated back then, you would not have finished what I wanted to show you. And so that's number one, why we haven't received manifestation. Number two, one of the great promises that we have here in this house is the promise of what I would call the dispensation of the crown, the next great move of God. Revelations 5, you know the story. Zechariah 4. Part of that is a future position that God was wanting us to enter into. Now, how do you enter into a future promise now? All our promises are in the future, but that one was a future dispensation that we weren't even legally authorized to operate in. It had to be given from a future position, other than to say there was a level and operation of dispensational faith that had to be achieved and operated in. But that's another reason why we weren't fully functioning, because we had to, in other words, when you're believing God for something that's in Christ, you can have it now. You can have healing now. You can have most every promise now, except the promise he gave us didn't belong to this dispensation. It belonged to the one in front of us. That can only be received there. It can't be received here. All of the time that you would try to function and operate, and these mysteries were all given, but they belong into a dispensation, and God had to teach us. He had to actually open a door for it. That's what the Jordan door is, by the way. It's a dispensational door to the future. That's what it is. And he gave us a whole series called Time Habitation, a whole massive, amazing series to arm and equip our faith for dispensational faith. Abraham achieved it. David achieved it. They operated in our dispensation before it was available to them. Enoch did the same thing. So did John. He moved way up in front. So, with all that said, that's another reason why. I'm saying all of these things were not denial. The other big one, the Lord explained all this to me. That's why I'm explaining it to you in case you want to know. Praise God. Another one, he says, because what you ask for is quite larger than you. It's going to require transformation. There are things that you can ask for in me that do not require transformation from on high. You can have them now where you are in your present level of maturity. Some things that you ask for will require a transformation on your part. And because of that, when you ask for it, people don't realize it, that when I first started holding this word, when he gave his conversation, I started teaching me how to hold it up before him for 2 years, started the baptism of fire. I'm thinking, I thought we're holding a promise before you, and all of a sudden the baptism of fire starts. Why? Because the Father was saying yes, yes, yes. But his yes to us is different. It looks different because yes, you could have it, but you're nothing in you right now is ready for it. But yes, I'll give it to you. So he orders transformation in your life. All of that comes, by the way, from keeping his word. God will order what's between you and your promise automatically. What is the number one thing God asks of us? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. But in John 14, 15, 16, 17, what's he ask us? If you love me with all your heart, keep my words. Keep these. Keep the word of promise and keep the word of union. Put it first. Keep the word of union and then the word of promise. If you'll do that, I'll do my part. If you'll do that. Sounds easy enough, right? Only until the tests and trials and the transformation start. But those are also reasons why we weren't able to inherit. Amen? Because sometimes what's required is a transformation. God's not asking perfection. He's asking for transformation. And certain things simply cannot go into that promise. Amen? And so part of God answering it is the transformation. You don't need to look for it. God will show it to you. Trust me. You wouldn't know what's in the way anyway. You have no capacity to know what's in the way. You can't know. That's why you don't need to be focused on, let him focus on that. He'll do that part for you. You focus on union and you focus on union and promise and he'll focus on the rest. I said union and promise, not just promise. There were years I just tried to do promise. That won't work. It has to be union. There is the glory of union with him, oneness, fellowship, love, all of these things he gave us. So with all that said, I want to share something. Some things are happening now in a way that weren't happening before. And things are beginning to break loose in the right hand of God right now. They're not here yet, but there are things that have happened. Because some people get the idea, I pray the Father, he drops it down. It doesn't work like that. We're operating in a new, brand new priesthood, and we need to be reminded of how we function and operate. And he has given us so many mysteries in this area, how this process actually works. Because I want my people to begin understanding that I'm introduced them to the Father, not just for union. I want them to transact. I laid up a whole lot of stuff for you, and you're not walking in it. And I want you to receive it. And I want you to walk in it. I want it to be on your family. I want it to be on your life. I want it to be on health in your life. I want it to be on your soul. I want it to be in your finances. I want it to be in your calling. But you got to know what I laid up. Amen? For example, when Jesus said in John 14, he talks about the union with the Father, verse 12, verily I say to you, he that believeth on me, when he says that, he goes, if you can believe in this union I'm speaking to you about in these first 11 verses, if you can believe on me and the position I've given you and the fact that I'm going to bring you into the Father, the works that I do, you will do also. I'll give you my mantle. That is different than the believer's anointing. Everybody, every believer that comes in the kingdom of God gets the believer's anointing. You can function under the believer's anointing. That's a different mantle. That's a mantle of union. Those works are the big ones. Amen. Now watch this. Verse 13. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father may glorify in the Son. He goes, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Say, that will I do, and I will do it. So, you cannot build a prayer life around that one verse right there. If you do, you're going to be ineffective. How many of you prayed, Father, in the name of Jesus, ask for this, amen, and nothing happened? Well, I get all my prayers answered. If you did, you'd be a walking revival. He is not saying, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask anything tangible in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, that's not what he's talking about. You're given authority with the name of Jesus here to function in the earth. It's here you can command spirits and demons and devils and mountains to move in the name of Jesus. That is an authority you've been given as a believer. When you're in the Father, just asking in the name of Jesus, that's not what he's saying. The better way to see that, if you ask anything that's been laid up for you that is in my name in heavenly places, he said, I'll do it for you. So we have to first, before we ever pray, we have to understand what is there. What is in those heavenly places? What inheritance has been laid up for us? There's a lot of stuff up there. And you have to understand, I get into this, I will show you what is in the name. You have to know what's in that name. You have to know what's there. You have to know it's yours. Amen. You have to know why he put it there. Why didn't he put it in the earth? We know that. Put it out of reach of the devil. Put it up in the heavenly places. But he's given you access. You have to know what's in that name. Doesn't matter what you're feeling. Doesn't matter what people say. If it's in his name, it's yours. Because it's in his name for you. It's just like a deed of trust on a property. And said, who owns this land? Well, I do. But that doesn't tell me anything. I want proof. It has shown me the deed of trust. And whoever's name it's in, that's who owns it. Well, God put a deed of trust in heaven. And he laid up everything in heaven and earth in that name. He put it all there. But he did it for you. It's all there for you and for me, right? But the Lord said, if you'll ask in my name, I'll do it. He wasn't through. He was just beginning. You have to remember, this whole John 14, 15, 16, 17 didn't stop with that verse. It was just a whole teaching. He was just getting started. Because it goes on to say, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he'll give it to you. Wait a minute. You said the Father will give it to me, but then you said, I'll do it. He said, that is right. And those are two different things. If any man stand pray, you know what stand means? In a place of perseverance. You stand in a position of perseverance praying. Believe that you receive and you shall have. The receiving and the shall have are two different things. And you must understand that if you're going to be effective. You must understand the Father's role, the Lord's role, the Holy Spirit's role, and your role. Everyone's going to have a role in prayer. When you're here under believer's anointing, you have a right to function and operate with the Holy Spirit. He is authorized to be with you in your calling, in your mantle, in your office, and under your anointing. But when you're in prayer, believing for something, he is not authorized to manifest that until the Father gives it. The Lord himself can't manifest it until the Father gives it. It's the Father that's going to authorize the transaction from the name to you. It has to transfer. It's all there, but it's going to do us no good there if it doesn't get here. It's all up there. We have to understand how to transact from there. It's not natural there. It's all spiritual, but it can manifest into the natural realm. All the natural realm was laid up for him in heavenly places, and he became the king. All the nations are his inheritance. That's how the Holy Spirit, by the way, 3,000 were born again, 5,000 born again. He was manifest the inheritance that Christ went to the Father, asked of the nations. The Father sent his Holy Spirit and said, yes. 3,000 born again, 5,000. See, it was the beginning of a new kingdom. He was manifesting the nations. See, why? It was already laid up. I've already given you the nations. The Holy Spirit anointed those men to bring the harvest in. I'll give you the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. That earth is land. God, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. Amen? So there's a lot of things there. But even though the earth is the Lord's, everything's laid up there. Say there. Now, this is big when we're praying. All of it's there, not here. It was all given to Adam here. Adam lost it. God couldn't reassign it here because the devil would steal it. So he put it there and he laid it up as a spiritual inheritance. And that is what the Father transacts with. He does not transact in the earth. He transacts in heaven. The Father will transact spirit to spirit transfer. You see this in the prayer of Ephesians. Father, according to the riches and glory that are in Christ Jesus, I ask you, for all creative dunamis power that's in his name, I ask you, Father, for all creative dunamis power, be transferred by your spirit into what? My inner man. It's a spirit to spirit transfer. This part you're going to have to understand. I'm not trying to make this difficult. I'm trying to show you that when the Lord said, look, in that day, John 16, in that day, because it's important because we got one of these. We finally got one of these transferences. Hallelujah. John 16, in that day, hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. In reality, he says, you can't yet because I haven't laid it up yet. But in that day, you'll see me again. And I'm going to openly reveal my Father to you. Then in that day, you'll pray to the Father in my name. Because he'll reassign everything to me. And you're going to pray for the Father for what's in my name. My name will give you the authority to transact for what's in my name. Amen? And my Father, watch this, will give it to you. What is the Father giving you? He's not giving you the manifestation. He's giving you the authorization for the Lord to manifest it. He's taking it out from the name of Jesus and is transferred directly to you in spirit form. Why? It's a spiritual inheritance. Just like dunamis, out of the riches and glory to my inner man. Amen? What did Sarah receive to give birth? Dunamis. What is the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made, even his eternal dunamis power. You see what dunamis created out here, but it was an invisible substance in the right hand of God. You can say it like this, all that inheritance is dunamis. It's just specifically allocated to you according to your faith. So, what causes this transference? See, it has to transfer from the Father to you. And then the Lord is authorized to do it. He can't do it, the Lord, until the Father transfers it from his name to you. And it's the Father that authorizes that transference. The Father makes that transference to you. He doesn't transact in the earth. It is the Lord that transacts in the earth. The Lord is the creator. He created every living thing with the Holy Spirit. And he can't create until there's something within you to create with. And he's not going to do it without the Father's authorization. Amen. The Father authorizes the transaction. That's why you pray to the Father. He said, don't pray to me. Did he not say that? Boy, we pray to him. Lord Jesus, help me. We pray to him. He said, don't pray to me. Pray to the Father. Pray in my name. Pray for what's in my name. And when you stand praying, believe that you receive. Because you're going to have to receive it. And I'm going to have to deal with everything in you that keeps you from receiving it. But the Father will give it to you. It's his promise. If you keep my words, if you'll hold your ground and stay there with the Father, once I reveal your position, once you pray to the Father, once you know that you're loved, once you know that he's your Father, my Father will give it to you. It's an I will at the right hand of God. I will do it, but my Father will give it to you. He's going to give it to you out of my name. And once you have that, my Father will give it, then I'll do it. That's my promise. I'll do it. I'm the creator. I'll take what the Father's given you. Why does he have to do that? Because the Lord cannot function in the earth without human agency. The Lord can't function without human agency. He's not going to step down and do anything without using somebody to do it with. God does not intervene in earthly affairs outside of man. He gave man dominion. He has to work with what he gave man. So how does he work with us? Well, we can pray here. And we can get Michael the archangel to come down and wrestle with the second heaven for 21 days and bring it down. Say, bring it on down. We can get into a skyscraper and go up 21 floors, 55 floors, and pray closer to the Father. That's a joke. Or we can be seated above in heavenly places, far above, say far above, seated at the right hand of the Father. We can sit with him where he is. We can be with him in union where he is. We can be with him where he is, and then we can pray to the Father there. And the Father will give it to us as a spirit-to-spirit transaction. Where is your inheritance? Here or there? Who's going to give it to you? The Father. What is he waiting on? F-A-I-T-H. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. Faith in the finished work. A combination of what you see and say that paints a canvas upon the heart. He paints the canvas of your heart, the imagery of that promise, the imagery of that answered prayer. He paints it, and he paints it, and he has to get your agreement with it, because the Father's not going to transact there without faith. That's why the Father's the ultimate one that calls the shot there. When he authorizes the transaction, then you have it. Not in manifestation yet, but you got it. Say, I got it. Man, I used to listen to the old timers of faith, and they'd always say, when they got it, he says, no, I didn't get it that day. I believed I received it on February 8th of 2020. That time to manifest it, but I know I received it that day. There is a literal receiving from the Father. That's going to take, it's a little different. Prayer. See, prayer and union, that's why he wants to introduce you to the Father's love. He wants to melt that thing between you and the Father. Because if he can melt that thing between you and God and that distance and the love, then you can start transacting with him. Then you'll know he loves you and he actually wants to do these things for you. He wants to answer the prayer for your children. He wants to answer the prayer for your life. Do you know Jesus sitteth at the right hand of God and holds your office in the right hand of God? He received gifts from men, apostles, prophets. He holds your office there. So God will give you his word of promise. He'll give you dreams of promise. He'll give you things to fill your faith up. Your faith needs to be more than just words. There has to be a living impartation, an image of what God wants to give you. Of what God wants to bring into your life. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to have Andres come up here and share a dream that he had. And he started talking to me about this dream. He said, I really don't really know what to do with this. And I told him exactly what to do with it. So if you'll come up and share the dream.
I'm not a very big dreamer as far as imagery. And about 4 days ago, I had a dream and I was at a church. And they were going to award me with some type of award. And I was taken out of the church in this dream. And I stood before a lion with a crown on it. And he had an awesome sword. And he taps my shoulder on each side and hands me the sword. And I returned back. And the event had already taken place. They were looking for me, you know, for that award. And I was confused about what took place, and I called the pastor, and he was sharing with me how to present it and ask the Father and to illustrate what that dream meant and bring it to him and ask him, you know. And it's been 2 days since then, and I continue. And the first day, I mean, I felt, I don't know if I was maybe thinking too much, but I was persistent in bringing it towards him as he's bringing the revelation to me.
Amen. So when God sends his word or sends a dream, first thing I saw is you belong to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, you have to understand something. When you died with Christ, your natural birth lineage died. Now, God will let spiritual inheritances come on over if they're godly, but you died. When you were born again, you were born in Christ, part of Abraham's seed, and you're heir according to the lineage of Christ now. What he's saying is you're a royal heir of the lineage of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he was showing him what I want to do in your future is I want to bring you into knighthood, kingship, and I'm knighting you with this sword. It's a royal thing that royals do. He was showing him his royal position in God. Now, what do we do with that? I don't want to do that, because we don't see ourselves the way God sees us. Okay? So God showed him the way he sees. Now, what do you do with that? You don't put it on a shelf. You present it. The hard part is getting your soul in alignment with what God just said about you. Because now you got to bring this up and say, I am of the lineage of Judah. I am a knight. Or I am a king. I am called into royalty. In accordance to your word, I've been brought into a church that's all about the church of Lion of the tribe of Judah, Church of Philadelphia. So he's bringing everything in accordance, but you have to start agreeing with what God said. You start describing in spirit. You bring those things up and you begin to agree and you begin to say what God said. Why? Because he's trying to move you Andres into the mindset of joint heirship with him. You see that? And you have to come into a worthy position of that. Not say worthy before God. You have to believe you're worthy of that. Because when God shows you things about your future, oh man, they're so far different than where you are. Right? And so when they're different where you are, you have to bring that image and start rehearsing it before God. What I do in the keeping of God's word, I'm not doing his word. I'm taking everything he said to me right here. And I don't do it verbatim. I rehearse like a poetic imagery of it. I rehearse what it is, who I am in it, who Anna is in it. We do this every day. Why do we do that? We're keeping his word in our heart, in our mouth, in the frontlets of our eyes, in an atmosphere around us, and we're not letting go of what he said. And if we do that, what he said begins to grow in us. If we let go of it, then what happens is the enemy just convolutes us with the world or just the image of our soul. Distraction to get us away. So we have to give attendance to that. That's part of keeping the image of God, because God's saying, I have this for you. Literally, I have a breakthrough. It's what he was showing him in that dream was a graduation. I want to graduate you from where you are into the next level. And you are a royalty. And I have royal blessings for you. And I have a royal plan that includes operating in kingdom royalty. As you move more into that, God will give you more. If you don't do anything with what he gives you, even what you have gets taken away. So we have to keep it, right? So I know I'm teaching long. But what I wanted to say was, as we keep these things before the Father, that's what we do. We get in his presence. We're loved. We're in union. We're in the red. Then we start getting the promise. How do I keep that word? We just start rehearsing. Been rehearsing, rehearsing, rehearsing. Some days are glorious than others. Some days are just off the chain. Doesn't matter. Still do it. Amen. But there's coming a day that the Father authorizes your graduation. He authorizes, it can be anything from an answered prayer to the graduation of your next cycle, which that's what Anna and I received the other day, the authorization of our next cycle. Oh, well, where is it? It's right here. What's it look like? Oh, it's awesome. I'll tell you this, it grows a lot brighter in his presence than it does here. I don't really exercise faith here too much, unless it's things pertaining to the earth. I do it all in his presence. But when you're there, it's explosive there. Now, Because there has been a transference. There's been an authorization. How do you know that? You just know. You had it. You've got it. No matter what you're believing for, you have to have authorization from the Father. You can hold God's promise for your children and hold it there. You see them the way God sees them, not the way you see them. Gotta see them the way God sees them. Gotta pray in accordance to His will, not your will. Don't go praying the prayer of complaint over your family. Well, Father, if you just change them. No, that's a prayer complaint. No, you have to get in alignment. You got to get surrendered. You got to get that stuff off of you and taken off of you, right? We got it taken off of you. We got surrendered. We're taking it off. And then you start seeing them the way God sees them. And then you start agreeing with what God said. And you agree, mine and my whole household shall be saved. I'm going to give you a chapter today that the Lord gave us this morning. And I'll show you how some of this works. But sometimes if you don't have these things, you can pray a long time and not be effective. And so if we have these tools and understand these operations, we're going to be a whole lot more effective. Go to Psalms 21. This so exploded today. Oh my God. Now I'm going to show you how God will take something that belonged to someone else, but He makes it personal to you. This is a personal word. The whole chapter is a personal word. Watch what it says. The king shall glory in thy strength, O Lord, and thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire. You have not withholden the request of his lips. Notice past tense. It already. Thou meetest him with the blessings of goodness and settest the crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life of thee, and you gave it to him, even length of days. His glory is great in thy salvation. Thou made him most blessed forever, and you made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord, and to the mercies of the Most High God, he shall not be moved. And he talks about giving him his enemies. Remember I told you the blessing of Abraham? God will give your spiritual enemies to you. The rest of the chapter talks about putting them all that stuff under your feet. All of that was given in a prophetic encounter after standing there, receiving. It's a believing to receive. It's a poetry. It's standing and releasing God's word. God's image of that word. He's got to use image. You were given imagination to understand and see things. He has to understand, what did that image mean in that dream? He's given you the image to see yourself born into royalty. When you come, you bury the old man. You bury every image of the old man. You bury everything that does not line up, because I've called you to royalty. You're born in a royal household. And I want to clothe you in royalty, and I want to use you in the dominion of royalty in these last days. I want you to walk with a lion of the tribe of Judah. I want to put a sword in your hand, and I want you to execute judgment and wisdom in the halls of justice for me. And that's a prophecy for you. I want to give you authority in my courts to function, but I can't use this old. I want that buried. I want you to agree now with who you are in me. Find who you are in the word. Holy Spirit will show you. If you just take the one thing He gives you and start building, He'll give you more. Keep the one thing. Gather what He said. Gather up the heart's desire. Gather what? Find out if it's been laid up in Christ. We're a royal priesthood. It's been laid up in Christ. We're the Church of Philadelphia. He's opening up the house of David to us. The crown's going to be given. That's in the house. That's a prophetic picture. That's your word. Find out who you are. Lay hold of the image. What does that look like? Dream it. You can't dream it if you're locked into the old. Some of you are going to have to go down in the Jordan and sever some ties. Because when you start doing that, the old will start rising. You'll meet unworthiness. Or you'll meet voices. Who do you think you are? All that gets severed. I am a new creation. My old man's dead. He's been buried. I don't belong to the Atkinson household anymore. As of my father, I belong to royalty. I've been born into royalty. If you're Abraham's seed, then you're heir. If you be Christ, you're Abraham's seed, and you're heirs of what? All the promises. I am a possessor of heaven and earth. You got to go possess heaven first. You got to get the Father to give you transferent downloads. You got to get to know Father up there. That's what the Lord said. Listen, I got to go introduce you to him. He's pretty awesome. I got a lot of stuff laid up for you. We're going to transact by my love up there. And in my name, but I'm going to get you up there. I'm going to love you. I'm going to take the orphan out of you. And I'm going to make you a joint heir, make you a son, then a joint heir. And we're going to transact in the earth together. And you're going to be really blessed doing it. You're going to bring some stuff down that people need. We may start little at first, but you're going to bring bread down for whole cities when we're done. Because you're going to get to know me. And you're going to understand how to transact with me. And nothing will be impossible to you. Nothing. But when you ask, ask in faith. Nothing waver. You know what the double-minded man is? He asks, but he doesn't stand there long enough for the Father to transference. And he goes about into something else. Or he goes about trying to fulfill it through self-sufficiency. He'll try to bypass the faith mechanism. Why? Because faith is going to get challenged. It's got to grow in you. It's got to develop in you. If it's large, it's got to build. The image has got to build. It's got to grow. Doubt and unbelief has to go. The Father's the one that's doing all the authorization there. He's waiting. He's the only one that's going to give that to you. And the Lord, you can beg him from now until you go home to be with him. He cannot manifest that until the Father authorizes it. He already gave it to you. He's sitting up there praying for you to get it. I want you to have it. I would have, the Lord, knowing the way he is, he'd have manifested for you just the way you are. But Father, he's the one that says, no. The Father orders things in your life. He orders. Sometimes he can just give you things. But it won't require, but sometimes he'll order the transformation or order things in your life. But he's saying yes all along, and that's what you need to know. He's saying yes to revival. He's saying yes to the creative miracles being poured out in the city of Houston, Texas. He's saying yes. What makes you any different than every other church that's doing it? We have to do it his way. What is his way? He defined it specifically. When he told Kevin, said I, he goes, Kevin, it's all in my words. I gave you my words. It's all there. It's all in my words. It's there. His mantle's there. Answered prayer. And he told me, he says, I'm going to open the gates of answered prayer. And everybody goes, hallelujah. He's opening the gates for us to transact with the Father. And man, does he think big. Man, does he think large. What does it mean when he puts you into a knighthood? What is that going to mean for Andreas in a position of knighthood in the royal courts of heaven? What does that mean when God opens the gates and leaders of nations come in here? And you're standing in a night in the courts of the Lord and you're able to escort them up and represent them and teach them and train and equip them. What does all that mean? Dream it. Sit in there, and as I'm saying it, I'm allowing my heart to release into the dream of it. We're going to hold them up to the Father, and we're going to dream with the Father with them. Mine and my whole soul not only going to be saved, mine and my whole household are going to walk in this inheritance. I can't look at Carson or Victoria where they are now. I have to look at them the way God sees them, a prince. A prophetic prince of the Lord. I see them in the ministry. I see them with us. I see the family inheritance. I see them joined in the spirit with us. I see generational blessing cannot just be finances, God. It must come to my generation. I see the Father sending angels to awaken them. I see fathers coming and visiting them. And bringing them into this inheritance. I dream with Anna, and I dream where they see God manifesting all his glory for us. And all of a sudden, I see them coming, Dad, everything you tried to tell us, you wore us out, telling us about what God was going to do. We never saw it. And all of a sudden, we see it, and their hearts are melting as they're bringing their friends that have an infirmity, and their friends are getting healed. And God's answering prayer because God's with you now. It was before he's laying the foundation. He's with you. And he'll answer your prayer. And when he starts answering, he'll answer them all. You'll have confidence in him. So the process will tighten. It'll get so much easier to receive from him. Where it took so long before, it'll just be one thing after another. And all the God can start shifting things. What Chuck was saying, God was showing him, hold him in your heart. He says, I don't have the word for this. I was saying, I got it. Hold him in your spirit, because that's where the Father delivers the goods. As you hold him in the spirit, you're agreeing with what God is saying. What that's happening is God will be attracted like a magnet to your faith, and he'll draw it out of the riches and glory, and he'll fill it in your spirit. It'll come in the domain of your authority. And when it comes in your authority, he'll start manifesting. And Chuck saying, I'm not even doing anything but hold him in my heart. But you're seeing them the way God sees them, because you have a heart of love, and you don't look at people with judgmentalism, and you don't have problems or issues and need tissues. And you're not walled out, so the Father can use you because you have an advanced love. And so all you got to do is hold someone in the image, and all of a sudden the Father offers, yep, give it to him. Yep, give it to him. It transfers into his authority. All of a sudden the Holy Spirit snatches that out of Chuck's spirit because he's on the earth, and he manifests it. And Chuck's going, I don't know what's happening. I'm just holding these people in my heart, and all of a sudden things are happening because you're not in judgment. You have no issues. You have no walls. God said, don't ever pray for somebody if you got an issue with them. You got to come up and you have to divide the person, and you got to divide all the issues and bury the issues. Until you can bury the issues, don't represent them. Don't pray until you're going to pray wrong. Don't pray until you can come to love or at least peace. Because God's got a new image for all of us. Stop looking at each other the way we are. Oh my God, God doesn't look at the way we are. He looks at us, our future. He wants to get us up into the future and show it to us. That's what the Father's specialty is. Read Isaiah 40 through 65. Am I not the God that calls the end from the beginning? Can I not show you the end? You serve these dumb idols, but I can show you the end. I can show you the glory of your ending. I can take you out in front. Do you realize before God gave this, Anna and I were going from that word. We present the cord of time in the Jordan baptism and said, Father, we sever the cords of time that have held us to our birth. You're not legally bound. Listen, if you grew up in a glorious family, receive that inheritance. If you did not, you are not legally bound to anything in your former life because you died. That's the glory of this thing. You died. You can sever the cords of anything trying to come up. You can hold past timelines. How about a wicked season of your life where you got wrecked? When you got wrecked, you try to function and operate, and all that stuff just constantly pulling you back. If it's not pulling you, somebody will come along and try to pull you back. Why? It wants to lock you down. You got to sever that cord. You present the cord and sever it. See, God's not going to be clothing that part of you. That's why you got to get down in the baptism too. Might as well listen to the Jordan baptism while you're listening to the other. Just listen to them both. Just listen to the whole thing. They're all there for a reason. You sever that cord. We start doing that. All of a sudden our faith, he already showed us what was in the next level. We just venture out there in faith. We'd start saying, we'd just start harmonizing with the next level. We'd just say it. I am this. I see you doing this, Lord. I thank you. There are times we're just doing it, and other times the glory of God will be all over it. Then the day comes where substance and evidence has grown up in you, and the Father sees your faith from the words and the image that he planted, and the Father says, yes. And when he authorizes the transaction, the Holy Spirit pulls it out from the domain of Christ that belonged to you, laid up in heavenly places, and it's transferred to you. Now you got it. Once that's authorized, if you don't let go, not only are you going to see the manifestation of it, and I'm going to say something else that's going to blow your mind while I'm teaching, might as well. Not only are you going to receive the manifestation of it, it's already done before you even walk one foot in it. It was finished when God gave it to you. Because when God works, he works from the finished position. It's already done. Now, here's what God will do. God will give you your whole next season in one transference. Can you have a little scripture for that? Jesus come up out of the Jordan, death, the burial. He come up out of the Jordan. Holy Spirit, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. Holy Spirit lands on him. He gave him 3.5 years right there. The whole thing was given the day the Father authorized the Holy Spirit to come upon him. He authorized that whole season and he walked in it and he saw every single thing would happen before it happened. Nathaniel, I saw you up in the tree. Everything he would do, he would see the Father doing it. Why? Because the Father had already ordered it. If the Father ordered the season, you're going to walk in front. You're going to see it and do it. See it and do it. See it and do it. You're not going to be wondering, wishing, or waiting. You'll see it and do it. See it and do it. See it and do it. You'll always be in the right place at the right time because the Father already gave it to you. Isn't that awesome? And so the Holy Spirit, once he's authorized, the Lord says, I'm the creator, son. I am the creator. I create with dunamis and I create with what I laid up for you. When the Father authorizes, once he gives it to you, I will do it. I'm on in front of him right now. Mon and I were up in front of him. You will do this. Man, is the glory so amazing. I'm giving you play by play right now. That's all I know to do. And he'll manifest that in front of you. He says, I'll do this. I'm going to take the Holy Spirit. We're going to take what the Father gave you. What's inside of you now is the invisible things by which we create with. For the invisible things, faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen, not seen. We know the world were framed by the word of God so that the things that were made were not made by things that appear in the earth. They're made by what's up in here. They're made. This little recipe God's building inside of you. And when he authorizes that transaction and you're carrying it, I'm telling you, you got it. The Lord's going to create your future with what the Father gave you. And you're going to already have every single victory won and done. You already won the battle before the Father gives it to you. Once he gives it to you, your battle's won. You're just going to walk out the victory. That's the difference between struggling. Our thing is the faith. And once we have it, the Father's going to do it. Just mark my words, he's going to do it. Or mark his words. Don't mark mine, mark his. Because he said, I will do it. Son, I'll do it. He said it twice. That will I do. I cannot lie. But I got to have something to work with. And you're going to have to get with the Father because he's the one that's going to give this to you. And when he gives it to you, then I'll manifest it for you. I promise you I will. I promise you. I'll manifest what he gives you. I promise. And in fact, I'm going to sit and ever live to make intercession for you that you won't lose heart during that time of faith. And if it's a large thing, it's got to grow up in you. And you won't lose heart. You'll keep it until the day the Father gives it. You'll stay in the process of transformation and you'll arrive to that place and then I'll do it. I will do it. Watch this. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God being strong in faith, giving glory to God, that what he promised, he's able to perform. How about Hebrews? Looking unto who? Jesus, the author and finisher. You know what I'm saying? Lord, you authored this next season of my life. You authored my graduation. You authored everything that's in that season. I know most of everything that's in the next season. I know pretty much most of what's in our next little season. I know it. I see it. I've already. You will finish this, Lord. So what does God do? We're in this process. He starts talking about the cycle after that. I'm like, wait! because as far as I'm concerned, that one's done. Let's go on to the next thing. I'm like, dang. End up prophesying for 15 minutes about our second graduation. This is fun stuff, I'm telling you. It's awesome to hang out with God. To get into his program, get into his frequency, and understand how they do things up there. If you understand this process and get with him, we're going to start seeing all kinds of stuff happen. We're going to start seeing all kinds of mountains moving. But more important, you're not going to be dependent on a man. You could get in front of God. You're going to know God. You're going to come in here and you're going to get to know God. And then God's going to assign you some stuff that's been on his heart. It says, I need you. I need your authority. I need your faith. I need your transformation to go with it, but I need you. I want to do some things and I can't get them done. I got a lot of people screaming at me. I got a lot of people crying out to me, but a very few that understand how this works. I need you to sit with me and let me teach you how to do this. I need you to hold some things in your heart. These words, Father, I ask that not one of them fall to the ground. It's taken so long to understand where we are, what we're doing. I see treasure now, Father. Up a little more, Chris. I see great treasures. I hear the Father say, my spirit will remind you of what I spoke to you. Take those words, write those dreams, write them in a vision. If it's a graduation, write the promise and hold my words and dream with me. Rehearse the dream, see the dream. Separate, saith the Lord. Your emotions separate your soul from the equation. Separate your image. If you want mine, you have to separate yours. Hold it forth and allow the dream to be painted upon the canvas of your spirit, saith the Lord. As my spirit will paint the canvas, the Father every day will look upon the canvas of your heart and he shall say, it's not quite finished. Paint some more on the left, a little more color. Take the darkness out. Take the blankness out. Fill up the canvas of the heart. As you fill it up with me, and as you grow wise in the enemy's ways, if you will keep your heart singularly interwoven into me, I will help you. I've given you the grace of the lily to keep you from striving. I've given you the Father's love to keep you from faltering away in unworthiness. I've given you the Jordan baptism to separate the old from the new, that which has fallen and that which will be resurrected. I've given you the stones to stand upon. I see more in you, O heirs of salvation. You're not a church. You are my coming kings. You're my heirs. You're my knights. You are the royalty that I will express my kingdom through. Only in me will you see these things properly. Only in me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You won't see these things clearly in the jurisdiction you live in. But I've given you access to be with me. I will give you the time. I will give you more time. I will show you how to manage the time. And I will topple the mountains of Mammon that keep you bound to the earth system. I will break the cords if you'll present them to me. I will break the sweat of the brow. I wore a crown of thorns that you can wear a crown of lilies, saith the Lord. You can wear the perfection of my rest. I gave you all of these realms for you to enjoy, yes. But I gave them so you can stand with me in a seat of union and you can transact with me in the last days. That you will pray to the Father in these last days for great things. For I will sign you great things. You're my intercessors. You're my heart. I'll show you how to stand. I'll show you how to keep my words. I'll show you. I will help you. My spirit will help you. I will build the canvas necessary for the Father's authorization. And then I will do it for you. I will do it. I am the creator. And these are the things that I create with. Let me fill your heart with the invisible creative realm. And I'll bring it out from your garden into the earth. And out from you will flow rivers of living water for the world. I will take you as a loaf of bread. And you'll be brought up into me. And that bread will be broken. The old from the new. And I'll take that which is new. And I'll bring it before the Father. And he will multiply this bread. And all that you do with me will be multiplied into the earth. And I will cause you to possess the gates of your enemies. I'll give you gates, saith the Lord, that are occupied by the enemy. And I'll give you dominion and authority into these gates. Whole gates will be given to my people. Financial gates, gates of cities, gates of salvation. I'll give them the political gates. The educational gates, they'll be given, saith the Lord, to occupy. For this is not a time that my people will function in human sufficiency. I'm not training you for that, saith the Lord. I'm training you to transact with heaven. I'm training you to change the generation you live in. I want you to believe higher. I want my image to grow up in you. I want to expand your belief system to know who you are. I want you to discontinue being swallowed up in the atmospheres of the daily grind. I want you to rise above them. I cannot use you effectively if you're swallowed up. I want you to be a voice. I'm going to change. I'm going to put off the old and I'm going to put on the new man. I'm going to put on the image of royalty. I'm going to give you access and authority in my courts. I'm going to show you how to intervene in people's lives, saith the Lord, by way of heaven. I'm going to show you how to shift them. I'm going to do this for you. Soon. Churches will come up from around the land, for I will lead pastors to this garden, they will begin learning, and many of you will be sent out to help them. Many pastors will soon be drawn to the foundation of this house. Dream with me in your prayer time. Sit with me, dwell with me, but dream in accordance to my word, in accordance to the imagery that I give you. I will not allow you to move astray in these things. I will keep you where you need to be. And I'll take the limits. I'll show you the realm of the impossible. This is my heart, saith the Lord. This is where you are. For all of this will now be set in motion before your very eyes. It is a new day now. The foundation of the house has been laid. It is now time to build. We're going to build in the wisdom of the right hand of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to open our spirit today. And grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That the eye of our heart be flooded with light today. That you flood us with the light of who we are, what you've called us to do, the light of our future, the light of the promises. Awaken words and dreams that were given to us. Awaken them, Lord. Awaken those things. Awaken those things that you spoke to us. We ask forgiveness for not keeping your words in accordance to the way you wanted us to. We ask forgiveness of the distraction. We ask forgiveness of the double-mindedness. Lord, we ask forgiveness. Set our heart into focus again with a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And Father, today grant, in accordance to the riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus, those unfathomable riches and glory, all creative dunamis power to be administrated by your Holy Spirit into our inner man, Father, that Christ may dwell, abide, rise, have the ascendancy. Grant us dunamis, that we be rooted and grounded in love, dunamis that transforms to love. We may know the breadth, length, height, and depth, and know the love of Christ. Now unto you that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine, according to the dunamis that worketh in us. Father, today we receive dunamis. We receive it for our prayer life. We receive it for the Jordan baptism. We receive it to ascend into you. We receive dunamis for dunamis. Grace for grace. We need grace to access more grace. Grant us grace for grace. Dunamis for dunamis. Father, grant the alignment today in the spirit. Starts with the intercessors. Always. Always with the intercessors. Grant the alignment of the house of intercession today. Grant the alignment to realign us all into a focused position. That you cut away the double-mindedness. That we have a singular interwoven tree, that our eye is fixed upon Christ, upon you, upon the union and the position of union, upon the rest, upon the love, upon the life, and then upon the promise. That you realign us, because we're birthers. We cannot get away from that. I have more to birth, saith the Lord, than you could presently know. I will use your authority in these last days. I will use you in ways, saith the Lord. But I want you to move in to what I said. Align your heart to the way and what I said. Keep my words. They will always keep you in the right place. They will order your future. They will order your transformation. They will order your position. If you keep my words, him my Father will love. And then we will come and manifest ourselves to you. We, as the Father will transfer, and I, saith the Lord, will create in your realm. I will create with what's working in you. Realign to those things that are foremost. Realign to those things that are foremost. And I will keep the imagery. I'll keep the painting before the Father. It's truly a masterpiece. Your life is a masterpiece. Far greater than you ever, ever, ever know. Your life is a masterpiece. I want to give you authority with this city. I want to give you gates that are in this nation. I want you to possess them by my wisdom, by what you learn from. Learn of me, saith the Lord. Don't let go. I'll keep you if you won't let go. My words are the only anchor. Today I release the grace of realignment to you. I release the acceleration for the eagles. They're coming. For many of you will begin taking flight now. Today we sever the cords that have held you back. The cords of former seasons this day. We sever the cords. We sever the former ways, the former images, the former seasons. The reproach of the wilderness we sever. The pool of Egypt. Turn back, we sever. Father, divide that which is old, that which is new. Help us see one another through the eyes of that which is new. Help our words to align only to that which is new. For we put off the old man and the image of the old. Those things are dead, buried in this big chest today. Surimarati kurarishti frimeninini. February 11th, 2020, somebody surrendered. Somebody laid down the old way. Somebody took off an old image. Somebody released the cords. Somebody came out. And out from this Jordan, we slammed this chest shut. It's a new day to dream. We ascend out to dream the dream. To stand and be clothed in royalty, to be clothed in righteousness, to be clothed in rest, to be clothed in love, to be clothed in life and light. To be clothed in the future. For you have given the king his heart's desire. And you have not withheld him the request of your lips. For you set at the crown of pure gold upon our head. For we asked life. And you gave. Now you should put our spiritual enemies that held us captive from graduating under our feet. For we are Abraham's seed, possessors of heaven, and we are possessors of the earth. And our spiritual enemies are being set under our feet today. And their cords over our life are being severed. To us you have sworn in blessing, you will bless us this day, Father. And in multiplying, you will multiply us. We give you the bread of our life, Father. Prepare it. Prepare the bread. Break the bread. Serve it to the world, Father. This is the time now. Grant your great grace, Father. All the intercessors of this house, show them their potential to operate in the realm of the impossible. This battle is already won. All we have to do is receive it, Father. All we have to do is have the faith to receive what's already done.